Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Now we have a local artist by the name of Katie Stump. She's from Fullerton. She's a student at USC in their competitive music program. She's going to play live for us a couple songs, then we'll talk to her and learn more about her budding career. So, Katie, whenever you're ready, you can take it away.
All right, here we go. This is Stutter.
Played it cool, never put my heart on the line. Was the first one to speak my mind. I was doing fine on my own, but then you took all the words in my mouth and shuffled the letters around. Turned my thoughts to Scrabble tiles that just don't light up at all. I wonder if you know that my tongue is tied up like the laces on my sneakers, butterflies flying like they got somewhere to be. Won't tell you what I'm feeling inside. I've been running my lines all night. I try to say I love you, but the words don't come out right. No, it just sounds like I love. My tongue is tied up like the laces on my sneakers, butterflies flying like I got somewhere.
Stump's in the studio at KX93.5. She's written over 250 songs. She's done two full-length albums, 130,000 plus YouTube views, been on the TV and the radio. She's a big star, and she's singing a song about being shy in front of some guy. Are you shy, Katie Stump?
Sometimes, yeah. I can be.
Clearly, she wrote a song about it.
I suppose it's kind of normal. You're so like, you're such a pro. You come in here and you plug in the guitar and just got to tune my guitar. That's something rarely. Bands come in here all the time. We ever see anybody tune an instrument?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Nobody ever tunes an instrument.
Oh, God, that's like my worst pet peeve. So.
But you sound great. What's happening? What's happening with you right now?
So right now I'm in school, my last year at USC, and I'm playing gigs all around. I'm writing, I'm recording, I'm promoting stuff and just kind of trying to, you know, see where a spark catches and get the career moving forward.
Just get it going and be out there.
Yeah.
Now, you chose to be a music student rather than maybe a school of hard knocks like a lot of musicians might do just by gigging.
Right.
But you applied for a competitive collegiate program to do that. Was that a decision that you had to kind of weigh?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I always knew that I wanted to go to college, so that part wasn't really a problem for me. But when I got to school, I initially started out in a major that was more practical and more of a fallback kind of thing.
What, like communications?
It was music industry, actually.
Okay. Right.
So not quite a fallback, but yeah. So then after a year of that, I realized that I was being so... I just wanted to be creative, and that was all I wanted to do. And I saw that this program had so much great talent and so many great mentors and professors, and I just wanted to be a part of it. So I applied, and I'm so glad. I've grown so tremendously as a musician and as a professional in that program. I can't even imagine what I would be doing without it. So I'm really, really thankful that I decided to do that.
Well, like Jason said, you're a dynamic when you perform, and you've really got it down. You've got a performance style down, and you're adorable when you perform.
So I think
maybe they trained you in making sure you look the part when you do it as well as sound good.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's definitely there's all kinds of aspects that go into that program, and we discussed highly people listen with their eyes and that kind of concept. And so yeah, I've been highly trained, I guess.
Yeah. Did you have to audition for the course?
I did. I walked in and played a few of my original songs, and then they said, "Okay, great. Now here are some lyrics. Put a melody to it." So they wanted to see how I wrote.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. So it was a lot of pressure, but I just kind of went for it and thought, you know, whatever I do is going to be what comes out. So so I just kind of made up a melody and, you know, played it for them on the spot. And
wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
No. Yeah.
We first came across you at the Newport Beach, Newport Dunes.
Yeah, the Battle of the Bands.
Of the Bands as part of their their party up there.
Yeah.
And then, but you've gone on to win other awards. What's this U.S. Songwriting Award? What is that all about?
So that was a really cool thing that happened very recently. My song Treasure Map won first place in the lyric category in that whole competition. I think there were 50,000 applicants or something.
Wow.
So that was crazy cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been getting these random packages coming to my doorstep like, "Oh, here's a microphone and here's, you know, stuff from
like
the competition."
Like from wannabe sponsors or something?
Yeah, kind of. From the competition, you know, when you win, you get X amount.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay, cool.
They don't tell you what the prizes are, though, so it's kind of like
suddenly
Christmas.
Suddenly get a bunch of boxes at your doorstep.
Yeah, so it's been really cool, and it's just been a really cool opportunity for myself and my co-writer, Jason, and back in Nashville. And yeah, so that was like the coolest thing ever.
Well, talking of gear, talking of microphones and such,
yeah.
Another rite of passage for musicians around here is to play at the NAMM show, which is this weekend. Which,
right.
When I first heard about, I thought it was something to do with like veterans,
the
Vietnam show.
Me too.
Everyone
think
thinks
that. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
In fact, I spelled it N A A M for a long, long time. It's N A M M, National Association of Music Manufacturers
or Merchants or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's people that actually make the instruments.
Right.
And computers and software and stuff like that. So everybody's trying to get in there and get free gear, basically.
Yep, pretty much.
Not Katie. She gets boxes daily.
But not you, I was going to say. So,
no.
You know, most musicians like they're hanging around on the Sunday, see if there's anything left over.
Yep, yep.
Just lying around, pick up a mic stand or something. But you're playing the Sheraton, right? There's a bunch of gigs there.
Right.
I'm going to go see Graham Nash there tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
You're playing on Saturday at the Sheraton, is that right?
Correct.
Is that? What?
It's at 6 o'clock at the Sheraton.
Right.
On the little acoustic stage. NAMM is really crazy and chaotic, but it's also really cool because you know that all these massive amounts of people around you have this really common interest of something that you're really passionate about. So it's a cool place to meet people a lot of times. So,
it is, yeah. And every year you see the same people again and again, yep, and again, and you become friends with them.
Yep.
So it is really cool. As long as you stay away from the room where all the drummers are, you're fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My first year playing NAMM, I played right next to that corridor.
Oh, it's so noisy.
Little
it's horrible.
Girl with the acoustic guitar. Oh, man, that was a...
And there's all these old drummers that are playing, and they're all trying to catch your eye.
Yeah.
And when they catch your eye, they do a little... They flick the stick in the air, you know. Like, here's my one-chop move thing.
They're, like, all playing Wipeout.
Yeah.
Right, or the solo from Inner God of Divina.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, there's, you know, it's a brilliant place to find new gear and to look at guitars and talk to people and pretend that you're somebody important.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
Well, it seems like people have gravitated to you. I mean, aside from winning some awards, I even noticed on your Twitter, I mean, people are complimenting you daily and finding you and, you know, figuring out your music. So the discovery is a slow build, but seems to be working.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I think it is too. I mean, I've been spending a lot more time on Twitter and I've got some really cool fans that have just been reaching out from all over the country, all over the world, and it's just been so cool seeing that they connect.
Well, I'm sure the unknown of graduating college is there for a lot of your colleagues that are have been in the music program for 4 years, but it seems like you're ready to move on from it.
I mean, I think I'm terrified still to graduate because it is still the real world. You still have to pay bills and all that, so it's still terrifying, but I think that I've worked really, really hard in my 4 years in college to make for certain sure that I wasn't walking into nothing when I graduated. So I've spent a lot of time building up relationships with venues and, getting gigs and, you know, whatnot. So, and building fans to make sure that when I graduate, I have something to do.
Cool. Well, let's hear one more song from you, Katie Stump, if you all don't right. mind.
Yeah.
Again, student at USC. A citizen of Fullerton and a cool local singer-songwriter. So what's the last one you're going to do for us?
So this next one is a song called Minnesota, and I'm releasing a music video for it in a couple of weeks, so you can look out for that.
Great.
Much inspiration since you've been away. Another day, another white blank, empty notebook page. I try to find the words I could have said to make you stay. Oh, it's a long way back from where you are. Under all that fallen snow, oh, I don't think you know how much I wish that Minnesota would send you back.
Thank you. Beautiful. Katie Stump, well done. Such a pleasure to have you in studio this morning. That was Minnesota, a music video you can watch out for coming up. Where should people go to find more about you online?
Well, the good one-stop shop is katiestump.com, which is my artist website, and you can find links to all my social media and email list and everything there. So katiestump.com.
Great. We look forward to what you do next.
Thank you.
Stay in touch with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Great. That's Katie Stump on KX93.5.